I mean, the other thing that I was involved with was the whole thing in this AA Enterprises with Margaret Ling, this cooperative, marketing cooperative that we set up. We did it in 86. I mean, one of the things was that the Enterprise movement wasn't very good at raising money. It was always working on a shoestring, and it did what it could. But we, Margaret Ling, on the national, the executive committee, we decided to set up this co-op to market goods like T-shirts, make T-shirts, and then raise money for the anti-apartheid movement through that. And then what we also did, we sold goods from the frontline states. So we sold like Angolan coffee and Zimbabwean wine, and then we had Mozambican art that we put on a T-shirt. And then we were selling ANC T-shirts. So and then we covenanted the profits and royalties back to the movement. So we did that in 86. And then so, I mean, from 86 to 90, that's what my full-time job was. So we could have built that up largely through mail order, through direct marketing, and that was quite successful. And so in the mid 80s, I mean, that was my full-time job really.
Did you find that kind of contributed a good section of the funding for the movement?
Oh, it contributed a bit. I can't remember exact figures, but I mean, we contributed fair amount, but I wouldn't say it was like 20% or 25% of the funding. I mean, what I think we did help was promote awareness of the issue, and through the T-shirts and through what we did. And we had a record label as well, kind of Angolan bands, and we got a culture, and that's how I got involved a bit, kind of with the cultural boycott as well, and got involved a bit with got to know the guys involved in Artists Against Apartheid. You know, I mean, we sold some of the T-shirts at the Mandela concert, and in fact they used one of our designs as a backdrop.